Hello, everybody. My name is Brad Gilmore, and welcome to The Collection with Brad Gilmore. This is the podcast series that features a collection of conversations that I've had with people who greatly interest me. This could be from all realms. It could be from the world of movies, sports, music, entertainment, TV, live Broadway productions, whatever I find interesting. I want to sit down with these people, have a conversation, whether that conversation lasts 5 minutes or 5 hours. I just want to sit down, get to know them, talk to them a little bit, and be able to bring them to you all. Today on the show, I'm excited. We've had a great series of guests as of late. Gilbert Gottfried, Valerie Bertinelli, George Lazenby, Jason Williams, Cootie and Chike, all members of the cast of Psych. Some really cool conversations. This is one that I'm really excited about because this is a guy who I've been a fan of for a very long time since I was a young man. Today on the show, we have Steve O from Jackass fame, of course. He's also the host of Wild Ride with Steve O, a podcast that I listen to, and you'll hear me talk to him about it. I'm a big fan of Steve O's show, and you wouldn't think that he would be as great as a conversationalist as he is, but the man is great. He is good. So Steve O and I talk. There was also some... What did I say? There was some issues. Is issues the right word for Steve-O? I don't know. But we played telephone tag a little bit on the interview, so you'll hear a bit of that. But Jackass was so influential when it came out, especially to young boys. And me and friends of mine, my friend Avery, who's a part of my band 2011, my friend Emerson, my friend Clayton, we decided that we were going to be our own Jackass a group and do stunts. And one of the, we were called the Ringers, which was actually a take off the highly offensive nowadays Johnny Knoxville movie, The Ringer. But we were going to call ourselves the Ringers. We're going to film a movie. We wrote a bunch of sketches that we did. The best one is Avery at the time was a rather shorter individual. So we went into the back alleyway of our houses and we dug a hole and we put Avery in the hole and a box over Avery. Then Emerson was across from Avery in a big box with a small hole cut into that for the camera. And Clayton and I would recruit people who were just passing by the alleyway because there's a lot of foot traffic. There's a university over there, University of St. Thomas in Houston. There's an apartment building. There's a popular bar behind there. So there's a lot of foot traffic. We would recruit people over and we'd say, hey, we just found an animal, this wild animal. It might be the chupacabra. We trapped it in this box. What do we do? And Avery would shake the box and he'd start scratching at it. And the key would be, we'd say, I think it's trying to come out. Or I think it's trying to escape. It's coming out. And at that moment, they had gotten real close to the box. And Avery would stand in that hole and jump up and throw the box off of him and go, ka-ka! Or make some sort of animal noise. And these people would get frightened. They'd start taking off on foot, run away. It was so much fun. And that was the least of some of the stunts that we did. But it was a fun one. It's one that I remember most. So Steve-O is influential. Also, one of the four of us, I'm not going to reveal which, but one of the four people named, including myself, one of us have your name tattooed on their butt cheek, like Steve-O. I'm not going to say who it is, but it's one of us. So it was cool to talk to Steve-O. We talk about his tour that's coming to Houston. We talk about, of course, Jackass Forever that just came out that I saw in theaters, and I haven't laughed that hard. There's one particular sketch where they're in the dark with a snake. If you haven't seen the movie, I won't spoil it. Hilarious. My fiance and I side-splitting. So here's my conversation with the man they know as Steve O. Yeah, dude. And he joins me right now to talk about the Bucket List Tour. He'll be making his stop at the Houston Improv on March the 29th. Steve-O is on the show with us this morning. Steve-O, what's the word, man?
Oh, not so much, man. Just roaming around on my tour bus, heading to Kansas City. And, I've been doing interviews this morning, and I'm ready to go back to bed.
I hear you, man. But let's talk about it. You're going to be here in Houston on the 29th of this month for the Bucket List Tour. What is the Bucket List Tour for people listening? What can they expect from Steve-O? Because I hear these are the things that you couldn't even show on Jackass or on YouTube.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely not. I never would have been able to do this stuff on Jackass because so much of it was just plain illegal. And some of it's like fully X-rated. It's a multimedia comedy show. I had a handful of ideas that were the only things that were distinct and not having been done. And I figured that if I was ever going to, raise the bar again, I needed to hurry up before I got too old. So I went for it, man. And I got this crazy multimedia show. After each bit in the show, I screened the footage. The footage is so gnarly that, fairly regularly we have, full-grown men fainting in the audience, which is kind of wild. It's coming to Houston, but I think Houston's already sold out.
Perfect.
I don't know that there's even any more tickets available, but the Houston Improv's been good to me over the years. I've been going there for many, many years now, and I've developed this craft of performing stand-up comedy and storytelling. It's fun to bring all of my world into one experience with the multimedia.
Well, you know what? Also, you're going to be in Corpus Christi, Texas, the next, on the 31st, and then the next day, San Antonio, Texas. So all of our Texas crowd, make sure you go support Steve-O. But let me say this, man. I got to be honest with you. I, over the last couple of months, have become a even more massive Steve-O fan, and I mean this genuinely from your podcast, Steve-O's Wild Ride. I binged probably all the episodes in the last couple of months. I love the show. What made you want to do the podcast, and where did the concept of doing it in the van come from?
Dude, first off, thank you so much for that, man. I really appreciate it. I was resistant to the idea of doing a podcast because I just felt like everybody has one, and it was tough for me to jump on that bandwagon. Particularly because I had found it so annoying when people would ask me to do their podcast. Like, oh, God, no, I don't want to do your podcast, dude. And I didn't want to be that annoying guy asking other people to do my podcast. You know, I felt like I was kind of becoming what I hated. But that was where the idea for the band came in. I thought, well, if I make the podcast studio in an RV, then I could bring the studio to the guests to make it more convenient for them. And I think that was a good call. And it also, sorry, man, lost my signal there. I'm on the tour bus.
Hey, no worries. But hey, we were talking about the podcast, and it was a great idea to put it inside the van. I love the idea, love the concept. And I feel like, man, and I'm just keeping it completely honest with you, you have such a genuine curiosity for everybody that steps on that tour bus. You ask some really great questions, and you can tell you that you do your research. Have you always kind of felt like you may have had that knack for a conversation the way that you do? Because everybody does have a podcast, I agree with you, but you do it a lot better than most people.
Wow, man. I appreciate that so, so much, man. I think sometimes it goes really well and sometimes not as well, but boy, do I appreciate the praise, man. I really, you take the time to listen to it and say those kind words. It really means a lot, man. Thank you.
Hey, man, I mean them. I 100% mean them. And if you haven't checked out Steve-O's Wild Ride, it's another one to make sure you go subscribe now wherever you get your podcast, or on YouTube is where I watch it. Just such a great job in the Bucket List Tour, like we were talking about. A couple more things, because I know you've had a long morning. You're ready to get back to bed, get some sleep again. Corpus Christi, San Antonio, Houston, Texas, all tickets for the Steve-O's, the Bucket List Tour available. But Jackass Forever came out a couple months back, or about a little over a month ago. Went to go see it in the theaters. I thought that this was the best one. How did you feel about Jackass Forever?
I thought it was really good. I don't think anything's ever going to touch Jackass number two. That one, I think, was us really in our prime and at our worst behavior. I think Jackass number two is the masterpiece, but certainly Jackass Forever absolutely blew away the third one, Jackass 3D. It was good, man. It was really good.
What I love, I mean, Jackass number two, of course. I mean, the taxi cab bit. I mean, there's so many in that one. But this one, I felt like the ideas were at a different level. Like, you really thought about the concepts and how to inject comedy in it. Like, even the mime skit where, you know, y'all couldn't make noise for the pain. Like, there was just a lot of smart ideas this time around. How much of that do you contribute? I mean, I know Knoxville obviously said that he was saving ideas for years for Jackass 4. How many ideas did you come to the table that made it into the film?
I was pretty stingy with my ideas. I saved my stuff for what I'm gonna do next. I was like, all right, you guys don't want to give me a better deal. I'm not giving you my best ideas. I kept a bunch of stuff up my sleeve, and they kept me busy with the stuff they came up with. So that's cool.
Hey, man, it all worked out. But here's the thing, and if anybody out there listening, you got to go see the Bucket List Tour. I'm going to try to do my best to make sure I can see it in person, because everything you do, man, is 100% you. It's authentic. And I think that's why people have gravitated to you for all these years, since you first started on Jackass to Wild Boys to the podcast and the tour. You're 100% authentic. And I just appreciate you, man, taking the time, and good luck to you. And just, I'm watching from the sidelines, and you're definitely an inspiration with what you've been able to do these last few years.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate that a lot, dude. It's been a pleasure talking to you, brother.
All right, that's Steve O. The Bucket List Tour is in Houston on the 29th of March. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?